While my synapses are on fire, I might as well do this message. Look, I've been doing this before YouTube even existed. I had Yahoo chat, and I made a lot of people mad, but I think a lot of people got saved. Because everybody was afraid to talk about faith alone and Jesus alone, because they knew they'd get attacked by the legalists and every other religion out there. Look, I'm a change agent. When I say I'm a spy, a 5D spy, if I face off with you, what am I doing? I'm scanning your spirit by your words and your body language. Are you saved? Are you not saved? Are you in the flesh mind? Are you in the spirit mind? Do you understand the dispensations? Do you understand the age of grace, the age of law? Have you gone through a dark night of the soul? Are you humble? Are you prideful? I'm evaluating you. I'm actually decoding you like I decoded the Bible and decoded this reality. I'm peering into your heart. I'm not doing it because I think I'm Jesus. I'm just doing it because it's just what I do. I'm trying to size you up, you know, spiritually. You know, a man goes up to a man, he's sizing him up, you know. If I have to fight him, how can I take him out, you know? So I'm sizing you up spiritually, whoever you are. I don't care if it's my mama, my kids, my sister, my spouse, myself, I size myself up. Even the born-again saints, the reason we do it is because iron sharpens iron. The best situation is for a man to have a born-again wife, and she calls him out on his junk, but she also sees her junk. And she's not prideful, and she's not elevating herself above him. She's doing it in a humble way, and he does it to her. You know? You should be sizing everybody up. You shouldn't be lackadaisical. You shouldn't just be living life trusting everybody. Because if you trust everybody, you're going to get burnt. You're going to get hurt. Every betrayal that's ever happened to me in the last 5 years already happened to me before. I've had 120 jobs, 6,000 ride shares, experienced three in-law families, in-laws. I've experienced the in-laws. I've worked with people. I've communicated with more people than I can even count, especially when I was working with the phone company and doing apartments. I actually have to have a lot of mental stimulation now, because, and I have to have this now. And that's once you have 10,000 subscribers and you got all this stuff hitting you and bombarding you and the attacks, and you know, and now the spiritual attacks and all this stuff going on, it puts me in super vigilance mode. But you can't stay in that mode forever. You have to rest, you know. But when you get in that mode, it's like you're fighting a war. You're trying to pull people out of the lies of the devil. You're trying to pull them out of their mire. You're trying to pull them out of their self-deception, you know. You're trying to push them higher, kick them in the behind and say, hey, what are you talking about? That's not even who you are. Why are you acting that way? You have to do it to yourself. And if you ever get caught up in a situation, you need the body of Christ. You need two or three brothers and sisters to help you endure it. Because once you get off on an island by yourself, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. I watched a lot of my family didn't want to take a job and submit to a boss, and they never got ahead in life. And I realized the reason they didn't want to do it is because they hated authority. They didn't want anybody to tell them what to do. And if you hate authority, then you're not going to grow. And the last video I uploaded about the self don't exist, and the self has to be burned up, because the self is the flesh mind, and it's not even real. It's Antichrist. And you see in hell the people who are burning in hell forever are the selfish people, the flesh mind. You can spell it backwards and see it. F-L-E-S, spell it backwards. The flesh is the self. And it's not even real. Because if you're really saved, you're connected to the body. And why are you going to be disconnected from the body of Christ if you're really saved? You can't. Why would you want to? You don't. So if you don't want to be connected to the body of Christ, that means you're probably not saved. If you love the world and the drunks and the bars, if your place of worship is the tavern, if your place of worship is the TV, the taverns, the pool hall, if that's your place of worship, because the word tavern means temple, if that's your place of worship, you worship the devil. You're not saved. If your place of worship every Friday and Saturday night is the tavern, that's your temple. It's the same word. Unfold the word tavern and you'll see temple. If your place of worship is sitting down in front of a TV watching a football game, that's what you worship. You're not meditating on the truth with that boob tube going. That idiot box running all the time. You're not growing. You're missing out on so much. If you would just cut the music off for 21 days, which I know you can't because you're weak, but if you would cut the music off for 21 days and take your TV and throw it out the door forever, if you could cut the music off for 7 years, you would be a different person. I promise you, if you want to be a different person right now, okay, do you want to be a different person in 2 months? Cut the music off and don't listen to it at all for 2 months. And come back to me and say, give me a testimony and say, you're right. It changed my life. How did that happen? The reason is the world is bombarding you with lies, and lies bring death. And the more lies you put in your body, you embody lies, you embody death. And the more you speak the truth, the more you hang out with the truth, the more you listen to the truth, the younger you get. It actually makes you young. You know, the older you get, if you're saved, you get younger. But it also affects your body. When you're speaking the truth, when you're around truthers, you get healthy. When you listen to lies, it's taking away your life force. This is why the flesh creature always persecutes the spirit, because the flesh creature is in death. They believe lies, they speak lies, they love lies, and they chase you who has the truth. You have truth and love, right? Truth and love are married. So they don't have love. They have selfish love. Those people never loved you. They don't even know you. You don't know them. Y'all don't even like each other. You're gossiping and fighting each other. The only reason you hang around them is because you're lonely, and you let them use and abuse you and steal from you. They're selfish, just like you're selfish. You're using each other. But when you face off with a truther, we won't let you use us. You're going to have to rise up and give us an equal reciprocal reality. We're not going to play that game. You want to use and abuse people? That's selfish. You're not even a real person. If you want to use and abuse people, you are a selfish creature. You don't even exist. The reason you don't exist, because the self don't exist. Selfishness is disconnected from the vine. And the vine, well, if you're disconnected from the vine, you're going to wither and die. So when you get cut off from a truther, from a spiritually born again person who's not selfish, you have to have self-care though. Self-care is important. You need peace. You go the extra mile. But then, if a person is just selfish and you're not selfish, they're trying to make you into a copy of them. And I don't think so. I'm not going back to that selfish spirit. That's the flesh mind. I'm not going backwards. I'd have to go backwards 30 years. Why would I go backwards spiritually 30 years and go back to something that's not even real? It's not even real. The self is not even real. Your selfishness is not even real. You're actually destroying yourself. You're actually burning. You're getting older. You're burning yourself out. You have no support system. No real support system. You got fake people. The reason you don't have self-love is because you're selfish. And that don't make sense, does it? See, self-love is taking care of yourself so you can help others. The self don't exist. You as an individual body, you exist. You can call it the self. But I'm talking about the deeper self. The only reason to really take care of yourself is because you're connected to the whole, the body, holistic. And so when you realize you're not a self, you're not out there in an island by yourself, then you say, oh, those people love me. I'll take care of myself because they love me. I'll take care of them, and we'll be working together, and we're not selfish. But the reason you do stuff to hurt yourself is because there's something still in there that's selfish. And the reason you're selfish is because you're disconnected from something somewhere in the body. There's a disconnect somewhere. And it's possible that the narcissistic system did it to you and trauma bonds you and abused you and caused you trauma. And so you've recoiled back and stayed selfish. But you have to realize everybody's been through trauma and everybody's been betrayed. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Everybody's lied to you. The human is born in sin. And so you learn that when somebody's walking in selfishness and disconnected from divine, that they're going through something, and it's not even really who they are, because they really want to be connected. Everybody wants to be connected. If you got two animals together, you see them hanging out with each other. And then you got two prideful humans, their pride, they want to hang out with each other, but their pride gets in the way, and they don't want to be going through all that cutting and turning and changing and dying daily and dying to self. The self has to die. The self has to burn up. And if it doesn't burn up right now, it will be burning forever in hell, because anything that's not real has to burn up. Self-care just means you take care of your temple, because you're bought with a price. Your body's not your own. So if you're out there sleeping around and going to the bars, that tells me that you hate yourself, you're disconnected from Jesus because you're disconnected from divine, and your body's not your own, the Bible says, and you gave it over to the devil, and the devil's going to use you and abuse you and throw you out and spit you out on the corner, and you're going to be standing on the corner begging for food and begging for attention from strangers, and then maybe you'll wake up from the pig pen and you'll say, you know, in my father's house, I had good food and I had a shower. And so you're going to get out of the pig pen and you're going to run back to your father's house and you're going to say, I'll just work in the field. I don't have to even come inside. I'll sleep in the barn. And because he repented and he left the selfishness and he realized he was being used and abused by the world, and he ran back to his father's house. And so you're out there being used and abused by people that don't even care about you and destroying your body, destroying your health, destroying your finances, because you think that that is the life. And the reason you think that is the life is because you're upside down. You're actually in death. It's really death. If it's bringing you death, their music and their lies, the music's bringing you death, the system's bringing you death, The alcohol is bringing you death, diabetes, liver damage. Everything that you're doing is bringing you death. So you must be in the death cult, and you must love death, and you hate yourself. So you can't blame those people for using and abusing you, because you're letting them, because you don't love yourself. And they don't love their self, and they're trying to make a copy. And they probably are demon-possessed, and they want you to be demon-possessed. And you go around the mountain and around the mountain and trying to figure out what's going on. And God sends a prophet or a teacher or something and tries to wake you up, and you attack the truthers. And the reason you attack the truthers is because you want them dead like you're dead. But the truther says, I don't think so. I'm getting away from you because I want life. I don't want death. I don't want to be hanging out with you selfish people, you low vibration, uncircumcised, hard-hearted, hell-bound sinners. I don't want to be around y'all because y'all just bring death. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been in hospitality for 30 years and I rented for 20-some years. And I've seen them. You rent the room and you say, look, because they tell you their story. I just had to get away from this woman. She was driving me crazy. I said, look, I just went through a divorce, whatever, man or woman. If it's the man or the woman, I say, okay, look, you got a peaceful place. It's a cheap place to live. You can live there a year. You can do some study, do some research, read your Bible, get healthy, and use this time to get healthy. And you know what they do? They, instead of using that time wisely to get healthy, they go right back to the pig pen. And they love the pig pen, and they never get healthy, and they end up dead. They end up dead in the gutter, in the hospital. They can't move. Their skin is yellow. Because they love death. And if you love death, God's going to give you death. But if you love life, you got to run to Jesus. You can't find life without Jesus. You got to run to Jesus. And sometimes when he's calling you, like he might be calling you right now through this message, and you keep rejecting him, he might quit calling you. This might be the last call. You might not have another chance. You might be dead tomorrow, and you might wake up in hell. And you'll say, books told me. He told me. Can I go back and try again? Nope. You got 70 years, and it's going to go by fast. You might have more than that, but usually you might have 60. You know, if you love death, you might die. My dad, he was a drinker. He died at 50. My stepdad died at 50 because they loved to drink. Or somebody poisoned them. Hello. Read between the lines. You never know. If you love death, go have fun. There's some of us who love life, and we don't want to be a part of your death cult. We don't want to be a part of your black magic and your mirror magic and your demon possession, and you want to be top dog, and you think money is mammon. The love of money is death. Money is mammon. Money is death. If you love money, it's mammon. If you use it, that's a different story. If you're just spending it unwisely and just throwing it out there to get attention to yourself, to build yourself up, that's another death cult. I mean, when somebody's in the death cult, there's like 1,000 lies that they believe, and the only way they're going to be able to shake those lies off and break up through the illusions. I mean, you have a lot of illusions. If you're still in the death cult, there's so many illusions: the TV, the music, the media, the news, the corporations, your own flesh, your own ideas, your own understanding, other books besides the Bible. You got so many illusions out there. You got a long battle ahead of you. And so when you step out of the death cult into life, get ready for some pain, because you're going to look back and say, you're probably going to be crying a lot, because you're going to think about all the mistakes you made and you thought it was fun. And the word fun means foolishness. And so if anybody calls me a fool, they're calling themselves a fool. You reap what you sow. You reflect. If you call somebody else that, maybe that's what you are. Fun means fool. Foolishness. You can look it up in the etymology as I'm talking right now. F-O-O-L. The Bible says to call no man a fool. It's foolish to call somebody a fool. It's more foolish to call somebody a fool probably than to be a fool. The word fool means stupid, means ignorant, means madman, insane person, idiot, jester, windbag, empty-headed person, insane, windy, inflated, puffed cheeks, idiot, jester. So, there you go. who's the fool now? If you want to stay in the death cult, you'll be a fool for eternity. You will be a fool for eternity, burning in the lake of fire forever. That would be a fool. To reject Jesus is the worst foolishness of all. All right, I got to get back to my little remodeling stuff and setting up some new plans. I got to make a new plan, Stan.